The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Good morning. Welcome to ATI Pro Media. We are powered by Advanced Trading. We have an action-packed show. And as I look at the quote board, we got some wild markets. Let's just start with the Dow Jones. Dow Jones down 700 on the low as we speak. NASDAQ down 300. S&P down a bunch. We'll go with 80 points. Just had a headline come across. I'm going to read it to you. This is today's headline today. But Biden administration said to introduce low-carbon aviation fuel tax credit model. Let me repeat that for those of you in the back of the room. Biden administration said to introduce low-carbon aviation fuel tax credit. Just came across the wires. A wild day happening here. We have some other news. We had GDP, and within that, there's PCE, and that number was hot. And that is affecting the stock market. Now, when you watch the financial shows, they talk about this and there's numbers that are released and then they break down the numbers and then they argue about the numbers. And there's been a whole bunch of people have been saying not only should they not lower rates, things are so hot, they might have to raise rates. So many rate cuts are now off the table. We have like a 40-50% chance of a rate cut in September. I'll tell you what, if the stock market keeps going down like this, that may give them a reason to do it. Looking at the markets, we'll bring Brady Huck into the show. Connor B is traveling today. Brady and I are going to take over from here, but a wild day. Sure, Brady wants to talk about cattle a little bit. Brady, come on in.
Tommy G, good morning.
You're ready. You got the cattle fed. You're ready to go. Wild day yes. In the markets. Want to talk a little bit about cattle and dairy right off the bat. Milk had a nice bounce today. It went from down 2 to up 2. No expert on milk, that's for sure, but we've seen some recent price volatility. Some news yesterday, Tyne Morgan and others, there was a Washington Post story, and then Tyne Morgan released a bomb yesterday on the market. You want to talk about that a little bit with the dairy cows going from state to state? Go ahead, sir.
Yep, I believe they found some traces, and we talked about a little bit, maybe even yesterday, touched on a little bit about traces of bird flu remnants in some milk that they tested. So going to do more testing, going to find more things as we do more testing. That's why I don't go to the doctor, I guess, Tommy. Probably not very good medical advice, but if you're going to do more testing, you're going to find more stuff. So we got some bird flu hoopla.
That is true. And Tyne's quote, and she said I could say this, is this is very much COVID-like and where they keep testing, keep finding more stuff. Oh, now let's test this. We found it there. The truth, folks, is that the milk, most milk that 99% of the milk that we all drink is pasteurized. So there's no harm to anyone. No one's been harmed. This isn't like no one's lost a grandparent to this or a child or anything. It's just something they're trying to get their grips around. And I would say at this point, Brady, they're pretty behind on just getting a grip on what's going on.
Yeah, I think there's much more of it out there, you know, within beef cattle, dairy cattle. If we want to go test the whole herd out there, the whole U.S. cow herd, I think we'd find more of it than what we believed was probably out there. But as well, it's not a terminal trait for cattle or humans. So exactly, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, we got some other news. May options expire on Friday. That is tomorrow. No big deal. You know, most of these people have moved along. They've enjoyed this price rally tremendously. We've had a huge price rally in wheat. You and I talked about that a little bit. May options expire tomorrow. That's it. We had GDP came in at 1.6 below expectations of 2.4. That was interesting. Now, I didn't think that was a real big deal, but this next part, Brady, U.S. GDP price index, 3.1, expected 3. This number was hot in the stock markets reflecting that. Upon not recording this, we're live on today's news today. Dow Jones is down 725. NASDAQ's bouncing a little bit, down 300. SPU's still down 80. But let's take a look at the bond market, and that's what's going to be affected. Okay. The bonds are down a full point. That's 32 ticks. And that means, folks, interest rates are going up. So as the stock market's going down, a lot of times we have a flight to quality,
yeah,
meaning like buy gold, buy this. Well, let's look at the markets right now. Let's go over the prices. Corn down a half, beans down 10, wheat about unchanged to down. It was up earlier. Live cattle down 90. You're going to touch on that. Feeders, hogs down 220. Big volatility in hogs. Seeing some volatility in gold and whatnot. Let me check on the gold. I had the wrong month here. Let me get us a fresh month in gold and see. I don't want to give anyone a bad quote here. But gold is down $7. Silver down. Yeah, not great price action here as we look at the overall. When I look at my board, this is a risk off. Now, the stock market may bounce. Who knows? But every single thing on my quote board is red, except for two things right now, milk and hard red spring wheat. But hey, don't wait too long. That may change. Stocks are bouncing a little bit as we speak. All right. Before we get into charts, let's talk about cattle. And then you did a special yesterday about wheat. We'll talk about ATI Pro Media Premium Edition. We had a couple of them yesterday. Let's talk cattle real quick. What would you like to say?
Okay. Well, you know, I think when we look at the cattle market, you know, there's just a lot of hoopla with the bird flu, and we all like to point fingers and blame, find the blame game when the market doesn't go our way. But this is why we manage risk. Nobody knows how long this bull market's going to last and when the other shoe's going to drop. But a big day on the feeder board, down $1.50 right now. But when we look at the feeder cattle index, the feeder cattle index, Tommy, is at 242, 243 right now. You look at the deferred months out there, September, October, November on feeder cattle, and we're 256, you know, $14 premium to the current market. So if you're a farmer or rancher and you could go out there and get $100 to $120 more for your 600, 800 pound calf that you're going to sell next fall, I don't know where else you can go do that, Tommy, but you can do that right now on the board. And some premiums coming out of that market today, but it's still premium to the current cash market, which is that feeder cattle index.
Interesting. Now, use that scenario for your March 25 KC and border trade wheat that you talked about yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Did a great move in the wheat market and got to respect it. And there's certainly some production scare out there. But, you know, the wheat market's 60, 70 cents above where it was 5 days ago and, you know, close to a dollar above where it was, you know, the March low in over the last month. So a heck of a move on the wheat market, you know, 10, 15, 20%, depending when you start measuring. But then you go out and look at July 25 wheat, and we're knocking on 675 yesterday. I didn't see what the high trade was overnight on that July 25 contract. 675
we
trade
up on the Europe open. Like we were open, we opened firm, we sold off when I went to bed. Overnight, yeah, we spiked up another 10 cents, made new highs on Europe. So we can keep a eye on Matif wheat. That is an active traded futures contract that trades over in Europe. Some other things to talk about. Well, let's show people real quick about premium. Yesterday, Brady Huck did a breakout KC wheat actionable levels. We also did another breakout. We did Justin
Double
Ader
dosed.
From, yeah, yeah. Justin came on the show. That is not it. That is
that's
Gail
not
Carlson.
Justin.
No matter how many times you click on that, I promise that won't be Justin. That is Justin. And no offense to Kale. But look how handsome, handsome alert there, Justin. Hit the handsome alert button if we have one of those. Ring the bell for Justin. Okay, so Justin was on. He's in the thumb of Michigan. He's an advanced trading broker. For those of you who need help with your understanding how Michigan works, I have a map. So see that part right there in the thumb, that nice green stuff, okay, the darkest counties? That's where Justin has a lot of accounts, and he's got an interesting background. He was an ag banker. Something interesting about his ag banking background. Not sure if you watched the video, Brady, but his whole career of being an ag banker, he had never really seen volatility in interest rates. So it was steady as she goes right until he retired and moved to commodity broker. And then we've had interest rates go up the last 2 years. He's been with advanced trading for about 4 years. So if you need help, he is an expert. And he works with clients all over America, but really condensed. We all get condensed to an area. He has a lot of Michigan clients, Ohio, and a few other places in America. All right, that was interesting. Also, they grow other stuff there. The Michigan environment was very much like the North Dakota environment, because he mentioned the word sugar beets, edibles, and he wasn't talking about the gummies, folks. He's talking about edible beans, your black beans, every color bean you could buy at the store. We call them edibles. For you youngsters out there, you think we're talking about something else. Get your head out of the gutter. But I love saying the word edibles. I just say it again. We're doing a special about edibles. But bean business is big business in Michigan and North Dakota and everything else. And they are legal to eat in all, in all 50 states. That is a true story. All right. What else do we have now that we're giggling? Justin was awesome. You were double special awesome. Hey, how cool was that for you to call me at 12:30 and say, I got to tell people about wheat. I have a very specific recommendation I want to give them. Folks, if you're interested in seeing those videos, subscribe to ATI Pro Media Premium, www.atipromedia. Also, I want to bring up, and we don't have the thumbnail, I don't think of it anymore, but remember when Tyne was up and that great special Tyne Morgan did?
Yes.
If you want to see that, folks, this is from 2-3 weeks ago. Listen to what Tyne Morgan had talked about. We did about an 18-minute show, and then watch what's happening now. Things will make more sense when it comes to bird flu, the dairy, the cattle. And she said something wild yesterday. She said, Tommy, the CDC called me. The CDC's never called me in my life. She goes, this feels like, you know, like they're working up to something big. And that was interesting. What else would you like to talk about, Mr. Huck, today? I believe you have some awesome charts about the drought.
I do. Man. Yeah, let's throw those up. We got a drought monitor update here this morning, Tommy. And you can see some, this is the week-on-week change in the drought monitor. So it just kind of shows you where we're seeing some changes, and got some light green up there in the north, in Wisconsin, in Iowa, Minnesota. So that means a degradation or an improvement in the drought monitor. So we dropped a class there, and you can see that on the next slide there, which I'll click. There we go. You know, that northeast Iowa was really, you know, bright red a week or so ago, and they've got some relief there for the last couple weeks in that northern belt, if you looked at recent rainfall. So Little drought monitor update. Could use some rain in my home state of Kansas and Oklahoma. We're not looking so hot there, but hopefully
you have rains on the way the next 48, 78 hours. What's
Tommy? I woke up this morning and I took my kids to school and took them to daycare. Wife's not feeling too good. Maybe she's got the bird flu or something. But we took the kids to school. And my middle child says, "Dad, what's that smell? It smells weird out. It's weird out." Said, "Son, that's humidity. That's what they call humidity here." So we got a little humidity in the air this morning, Tommy. But we got a chance, here next few days, and then a lot of it's east of us and north of us. But I did look out at some of those models. It looks like kind of the 1st of May, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th of May, maybe there's another shot that we could get some moisture, which would be huge and perfect timing for us.
Very interesting. While we were on live TV, live cattle just pulled a down 50 to up 100 here. June about up 80. We've had a big move in cattle a lot. You want today's news today, you're at the right place. Now, they'll be talking about this tomorrow. What else will they be talking about
volatile
tomorrow?
Volatile trade. You talk about that. That's a big move here. Flip-flop and both sides.
Make sure what other charts do you have?
Okay. Options expiration. I like looking at this, Tommy. This is a quick strike tool from the CME and just shows you where May corn options volume and open interest is. Got a big book of open interest on the 450 May call. That's the blue line there to the right. We're trading, what are we trading on May right now, Tommy?
May corn?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up a half cent around 438
and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got some call open interest there at 450. The puts, we got some heavy put interest at the 430 area. That's the orange bar to the left. Just kind of gives you a spectrum across the price paradigm of where are calls, where are puts. And as we go into expiration, it's interesting to see where those things kind of, where the market wants to gravitate to and stay within.
Well, it could bring pain to people out of position. So if there's, 5,000 short 450 calls and they think they're going to go off worthless, and all of a sudden, for some reason, tomorrow we're up 12 cents, that creates a massive buy order in the futures, correct?
Yeah. Great point. And then, like you said, those positions that are worth nothing today, but all of a sudden they flash and they get out of position and you get volatility breeding volatility.
In the option, locals have to hedge their delta. All right, good stuff. Incredible volatility here again. Big move in cattle. Let's jump in a couple of questions. If you don't have anything else, we can get back to work because I do have a couple people I need to call on a few things. Happy to see the market moves. You want to grab that question?
Luke,
you're not allowed to have coffee. No breaks here.
No breaks. We can't go on break here. It was PCR tests they used for milk testing. Very sensitive test. As understood now, bird flu is still much more of a danger regarding poultry. 8.6 million birds in the last 30 days depopulated. Interesting. Yes, bird flu, very, very sensitive with that poultry market. And I think from my conversation with you, Luke, that you were some hands on the ground with some avian influenza cleanup over the past few years, if I remember right, and probably have a really good insight into a little bit of what that looked like. But much bigger deal in poultry for sure.
Yeah, I have the headlines from yesterday, Brady. I just want to read them real quick. Effective Monday, April 29th, all dairy cattle must be tested before interstate travel. Tracing must be done on positive cases. USDA will pay for testing. This is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Federal order on HPAI and dairy cattle. That's interesting.
How many dairy cattle actually move across state lines, though? We're not bringing the milk to your doorstep in the form of a cow anymore. I just don't know how many cows are moving across state.
Oberweis used to do that, but they filed for bankruptcy here in the Midwest this week. So Oberweis Dairy used to actually bring you beautiful milk in a glass bottle all over the Midwest, but they went bankrupt just last week. So funny that you mentioned bringing milk to your doorstep. Apparently that business model doesn't work, correct? As well as it used to. Well, let's. Any other questions or comments? Otherwise, we can... here we go.
On the carbon models, upon release, what response do you expect from the corn market? So I think this is that Biden aviation headline that just dropped there.
Yep. We've had a little bid to the market, but not seeing anything great. Corn was up a few earlier, then it was down a few. Now it's up one. That headline literally came out when we hit go live. It came out right around 9 o'clock, literally. And the headline came out exactly at... actually at 8:55. So the markets were open. They've digested it. Maybe it's a bigger deal than we see, than we know. We'll find out. The biggest deal to me is today, folks, is the stock market. And I do want to show one chart of that real quick. This is the 2-year note. We don't want that, but you could see how yields went down while we have the 2-year note, and then I'll pop up the Dow. This is the Dow Jones on an hourly. And this thing's really tanked. Now, look at a daily, Brady. People would say we hit support, right? Old girl better hold here. Otherwise, life wraps. You'll see a bid to puts. I don't see it offhand, but I'm sure there's a very increased bid in volatility, a.k.a. the VIX becoming more volatile here. So wrapping it up, Mr. Huck. We have incredible volatility in the stock market, incredible volatility in the interest rate complex, incredible volatility in the meats. Grains are going along for the ride. We have a May options expire tomorrow. July is a way bigger options expiry. Of course, Dees is the monster of monsters. Anything you'd like to add before we close the show? You could tell people how to get a hold of us. You could give them our phone number. You could have a sip of coffee, whatever you want.
Yeah. Well,
no more doctor advice, though, please. Please.
No more medical advice. All right.
You don't go to the doctor.
From that. Yeah. Subscribe to Premium today. We got a couple videos out there. If you're interested, give us a call. Click the link. Go to atipromedia.com or give us a call, 855-737-FARM. Appreciate the engagement. Love to hear from you guys. Got another question that popped in there.
Time.
Yeah. Coal cow market. That coal cow lean beef market is hot. We're not killing as many cows as what we did years ago. We just don't have the depth of the cow herd we did a lot of coal in the last few years. But that coal cow is hot. I don't think they're, from the dairy perspective, we're not putting cows down. We're not terminating cattle with the bird flu stuff. But the movement of those animals across state lines, that may be, Adam, where your point and your question kind of comes into hand. If we got cattle in New Mexico that are coming off the dairy and need to go somewhere else to a slaughter plant, that could have an impact there. But that lean beef and link in the cow market is really hot.
Great question. If you have more comments, folks, about dairy, milk, anything else, dairy cows, give us a call, 1-855-737-FARM. We love to learn. There's no way we could know all the answers. But we do have a lot of access to a lot of information and a lot of great people. This afternoon on Premium, Jesse Allen will be breaking down what he's learned this week in the markets. I'll see you, my friend.
See you, Tommy.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.